Okay, how many people out there like cooking? Anybody like cooking? Well, I like cooking. I don't cook very much, but I like cooking. So long, long ago in a land far, far away. Okay, so not all that far away, not all that long ago. I was a teenager. And what made me think of this story is we're getting into fall, and what's one of the big flavors that's getting really popular right now? Pumpkin spice, right. So a couple years ago, Silk had just come out with this new pumpkin spice eggnog. And it's delicious. If you've had it, it's good. If you haven't had it, you should. So we had the Silk eggnog. And one of my favorite things to make for breakfast was French toast. So one day I made pumpkin spice French toast. And I had run out of French bread, but I still had some batter left. So 15-year-old me thought, I wonder what other bread I can use. So I went around looking in the kitchen, and I found some onion sourdough bread. And I thought, I wonder if anybody would notice if I put some onion sourdough bread, made French toast out of it. But alas, that wasn't enough. Because I got one of these slices and decided to see how far can I take this. So I slathered it with Smart Balance. That wasn't so bad. But then I put blueberry syrup on it. And you know what? It wasn't the worst thing I've ever eaten, but it was very strange. But that brings us forward to the next time I was making breakfast. This time I was making pancakes. And there was nothing special about these pancakes. And once again, I had a little bit of pancake mix left over. And I thought, I wonder what I could do with this. You know what? I wonder what would happen if instead of water, what if I used grape juice instead of water for mixing this pancake? So I took some grape juice and I mixed up my batter and it looked like regular pancake batter. And then I put it down on the griddle and it smelled kind of weird. Then I flipped it. And you know, normally when you flip a pancake, you flip it and it just stays there, right? Well, I picked up this pancake, flipped it, and it just kind of bounced in the pan. I'm like, that's unique. So then I tried to eat this pancake. And how many of you, I'm gonna ask you to raise your hands. How many of you have ever tried eating Play-Doh before? There's a couple honest people out there. Okay, Play-Doh, this thing smelled exactly like Play-Doh, had the texture of Play-Doh, and tasted like grape juice gone wrong. It was horrible. I couldn't even finish it. Much to my sister's chagrin. Speaking of my sister, remember her for later. A few weeks later, once again, I'm making French toast. And once again, I had batter left over. Well, you know that garlic bread that has cloves of garlic in it? I thought, I wonder if anybody would notice if I snuck a couple of these in. Now, mind you, I thought, surely someone's going to catch on and say, wait a sec, that's the garlic bread, because it was a completely different shape. The bread I had been making French toast with was square, and this was some weird half circle oval thing. So I'm like, surely no one's going to go for it. So once again, I made, this wasn't pumpkin spice French toast, it was regular French toast this time. But my sister, the baker of the house, the connoisseur of foods, somehow did not notice that it was garlic bread, at least not until she slathered it with Smart Balance and strawberry jam and bit down on a clove of garlic. Now, she was so irritated at this that she made me finish that garlic bread. So I had to eat that one. It wasn't horrible. But remember, I said there was two pieces. or I'd made two pieces of this garlic bread, and at the end of the meal, there was no French toast left over, and no one else had recalled eating the garlic bread. And that's when I came to a sickening realization. My grandmother must have eaten it and not even known. And that made me feel bad because, it's one thing when I prank my siblings, or even my mom and dad, but my poor grandma, she didn't eat. That was just mean of me. But, well, I imagine I learned my lesson. We'll see. But there is an important lesson we can draw out of this. Do you think it's important when making a recipe that you follow the right directions? Do you think it's important when we make a recipe that we not just follow the directions, but just do them correctly? Do you think God has given us a set of directions for how to live our life? God has given us in this book, in the Bible, a whole set of directions how to live our lives. And if we follow it correctly, we will turn out way better than onion, sourdough, pumpkin spice, French toast with blueberry syrup. Thank you.